It's Valley Focus, and I'm Kayla Mortellaro, your guide for the program as we turn our attention here to Crossroads as we are joined by Chris Riley. Chris, thank you very much for the time today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, September is National Recovery Month, in which it is the national observance held to promote and support new evidence-based treatment and recovery practices, the emergence of a strong and proud recovery community, and the dedication of service providers and community members across the nation who make recovery in all its forms possible. So let's first start there with what it means to be in recovery and the type of work that goes into it daily.
Well, it's the type of work that goes into it daily is difficult. There's a lot of men and women out there that are suffering right now from substance use disorder, alcoholism, drug addiction, and the men and women that are employed by Crossroads that or any other place for that matter that are reaching out to help these folks. They go through a lot, but it's great to have September recognized as National Recovery Month because it does put a spotlight on those people that are not only doing the work to help men and women get sober, but also the men and women who've gotten sober, who have, you know, done the deal and have been sober and celebrating, you know, several birthdays or just monuments or milestones of sobriety.
The last 2 years have been very tough for so many people, and that has impacted the community with recovery. The CDC in July of 2021 estimated that 93,000 people in the United States died from drug overdoses last year. That number happens to be an unfortunate record and was just about a 30% increase from the previous year. So from your perspective with Crossroads and the information that you get, what factors went into this rise?
Well, I think several things, COVID being one of them. People are more isolated. You know, there was a lot of people working from home, getting, you know, depression was setting in. But also the emergence of fentanyl, which has been put into or laced in several different drugs like methamphetamine and cocaine and even heroin. The fentanyl has really taken a toll. It's just such a small amount can cause somebody to overdose and die.
Chris Riley with Crossroads right here on Valley Focus. And so you mentioned fentanyl, and that is reportedly behind 60% of last year's overdoses. Fentanyl is a huge issue with young people as well. So what are the trends that you're seeing with this, and what should people know about fentanyl use in our community?
It just is. It's deadly. It's an epidemic of its own kind, and it only takes a little bit for somebody to use and die. Less than the size of a penny, just a micro amount of this drug can cause somebody to overdose and die.
Chris Riley with Crossroads right here on Valley Focus. And so when it comes to getting help, what would you say is the first step people need to make?
Well, they need to make a decision that they want to get help. Too often, the decision is made by the courts, family members, friends, coworkers, or their place of employment. And when somebody is forcing you to get treatment, it doesn't always work. Sometimes it does, but the chances are less than average. But if somebody's willing to take certain steps and somebody's willing to, you know, enter treatment and willing to get better, then they have a much higher percentage or much higher success rate than those who are just being forced here.
And Crossroads is a substance abuse treatment center that was founded in 1958. Crossroads has 7 campuses, and you treat both men and women across the valley. So how does it all work? Walk me through the operations for the 7 campuses.
Sure. So we have an admissions department or admissions office located at 20th Street in Osborne. We're open Monday through Saturday. The gates open at 8 a.m. Anybody who is suffering from substance use disorder, alcoholism, drug addiction that wants help just needs to be here. We have various forms of payment. We do take insurance. We also have block grants. We also have scholarships. So money should not be a barrier. It's the only barrier that we have is that if somebody wants to get sober. So they come here, they get screened to see if they need detox services. If they do, then we refer them to detox. If they don't, then we send them to one of our seven locations, and that's where the treatment begins. They go through 30 days of treatment, and then they'll transfer into what's called intensive outpatient, which is a little treatment itself. The 30-day treatment program is about 96 to plus hours of residential treatment. They don't leave the campus. They're in groups. They're in therapy. They're meeting with their counselors one-on-one, their therapist one-on-one every day for 30 days. After that, after IO or after the residential portion, they enter into IOP where they're going to groups 4 to 5 times per week, still meeting with their counselors and their therapist, but they're going to, maybe 3 hours a day of groups or treatment. So then when that's over, they go to outpatient services. They've moved out of the facility, and they're coming to what's called Crossroads Aftercare Program, which is where they're attending aftercare programs 2 to 3 times per week, and getting the services that they need to stay sober.
And how long do people typically stay at Crossroads, and what is required of them when they are there? Detox, therapy, what sort of things is the requirement that they participate in daily?
Well, they've got to go to group every day. They've got to meet with a counselor or a peer support, a therapist, a clinician at least once a week. They're required to go to a 12-step based meeting once per day. They also engage in things like therapeutic community service, which is helping around the facility. It might be sweeping, it might be, having a chore basically, is what it amounts to. And then making sure that they have their homework completed on time, making sure that they stay sober, they're drug tested regularly, they're tested regularly for alcoholism, with breathalyzers, those types of things, and everything to make sure that the person is staying sober and staying safe while in treatment.
Chris Riley with Crossroads right here on Valley Focus. And so, what is the process of getting admitted to Crossroads? Do you take insurance? What happens if someone doesn't have insurance? What is kind of the back end of all of that process like?
Sure. We'll take anybody. Crossroads will take anybody that wants to get sober. We have various forms of payment, whether it be Medicaid, which is the state access program, whether it be a scholarship that Crossroads pays for the person, or what's called a substance abuse block grant. That's for people that are uninsured or underinsured. So there is no barrier for anybody to get into treatment. It's really a matter of if they want to be here.
And what are the hours of operation in order to get checked in?
Check-in is Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m.
And that's at all seven locations, or is there a particular central location to get checked in?
Yes, that's correct. It's a central location, 20th Street in Osborne. The actual address is 2002 East Osborne Road. You can come here Monday through Friday, or excuse me, Monday through Saturday. If you get here about 7:30 a.m., the gates open up at 8 a.m., and that's when people are starting to get screened. They're starting to get assessed to make sure that we put them in the proper level of treatment, and that happens 6 days a week, every week.
And about how many people are coming to you, as you mentioned, 6 days a week through this process, about how many people are coming to Crossroads per week?
Well, we average about 3 to 5,000 per year. So if you work that out into a weekly statistic, anywhere from 120 to 150 per week.
Chris Riley with Crossroads right here on Valley Focus. And so when people are also kind of assessing where they're at in the recovery process, maybe they are out of the inpatient portion of things, but still want to make sure that they get the help to stay on track to recovery. Does Crossroads offer any sort of 24-hour phone support or any support after the inpatient process?
Yes, absolutely. So we have our intensive outpatient program and our CAP program, which is our Crossroads Aftercare program. Those sessions are set up on a weekly basis. They're in tune, or they're connected with a therapist or a clinician that they can reach out to if they're having struggles. There's also all the campuses, have 12-step meetings and have 24-hour staff. So if somebody is in crisis, or they're in need of a meeting, or they're just in need to talk to somebody, they can go to any one of our locations to do so.
What do you want people to know about Crossroads and the benefits it has on helping people transform their lives?
Well, Crossroads is a special place. It's been around since 1958. The organization as a whole is ran by peers, meaning that it's ran by men and women who are in recovery themselves. So we have a really full 360 continuum of care when it comes to the employees that help our clients. We have professionals, we have nurse practitioners, we have registered nurses, we have medical assistants, we have psychiatric nurse practitioners, and then we also have a full complement of therapists and licensed behavioral health professionals that are in the program that have gone through Crossroads. Some of them got treatment elsewhere and then became employees of Crossroads. Then you have a peer base of probably 65 to 75% of our employees are in recovery themselves. So the new client is going to get somebody who's a professional, who's a counselor, who's a licensed professional, but also somebody who's been right where they're at, who's been in recovery, who's in recovery, but who's also lived at Crossroads. So they have this unique understanding of what the clients are going through. And they can appreciate when a client's having struggles. They can understand that, but the client also understands that this person that they're talking to really understands what's going on. That's not somebody who, in air quotes, is a normie. It's somebody who's, been afflicted with the disease of alcoholism and drug addiction and really understands.
Is there anything else that you want to add about the recovery process in general?
And just if you're struggling, before it's too late, please come down and talk to somebody at Crossroads. We're here Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Even if you don't intend to get in, you just want some information, the admissions coordinators are here to talk to you to help you. Even if Crossroads isn't the place for you, we'll find you a place. We want to have no barriers to somebody getting services and somebody receiving recovery.
Chris, before I let you go, I want to give you the last chance at the best contact information for Crossroads website, address, and the 24-hour helpline.
Sure. So the address is 2002 East Osborne Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85016. We're on the northeast corner of 20th Street in Osborne. We're open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. for intake. Our website is www.thecrossroadsinc.org. And the phone number you can call to receive 24-hour assistance is 602-263-5242.
Chris, thank you very much for your time today.
All right, thank you.
Once again, that's Chris Riley with Crossroads, as you have been listening.